I'm Miranda Lee, and you're listening to the Bread Therapy Mama podcast, a show created for moms who want to feed their families foods that heal them, not hurt them. Food was meant to be our medicine, and the best way to do that is by focusing on the ingredients, not the calories. Here, you'll find everything you need to know about holistic nutrition, sprinkled with some motherhood, faith, and non-toxic living along the way. I can't wait to grow with you. Let's dive in. Hey, you guys. Welcome back. I'm happy to have you here. All right. I don't even know how to start this episode. It's not going to be a long one. I'm just going to kind of give you guys a update about where I am mentally and just kind of what to expect just for the next couple months with this podcast. So I guess I'll start by saying mentally I've been struggling. I've been on the struggle bus. A lot of things on my plate. Like I've mentioned before, when I found out I was pregnant, I went off my anti-anxiety meds that I've been on for years. I actually stayed on these anxiety meds during my pregnancy with Ty and throughout breastfeeding with Ty, but just after more research and stuff, I decided I did not want to be on my anxiety meds for this pregnancy and preferably not throughout my breastfeeding journey either. So as a result, my anxiety has been pretty high. I guess you can say it's kind of progressively gotten worse. I think I was good for a little bit, like the first couple months of being off my anxiety meds, I felt okay. I still felt good, which is like kind of like I can kind of see why people get off their mental health meds, because they're like, I feel good, like I don't need it anymore. And it's like, well, that's why you feel good, is because you're on the meds. I don't know. You just hear about people who like get off their meds because they feel good. I've seen it in like movies or shows. I saw it in a Netflix show where some girl was struggled with being bipolar, and she got off her bipolar meds because she's like, I feel good, everything's fine. And then, you know, everything kind of went downhill. So I guess I kind of can see why that can happen. Kind of experiencing it. I mean, I didn't go off my meds because I felt good. I kind of saw this coming, but this was my personal choice. Just with, you know, my body and my pregnancy. Like I said, I did stay on this medication with my previous pregnancy. It was at a very low dose, but I had some doctors tell me that it was safe and fine and that my anxiety would be more harmful than the medication I was on. But then I had other doctors and even like a pharmacist kind of freak out on me, like, why are you on this anti-anxiety med when you're breastfeeding or when you're pregnant? So I don't know. It kind of scared me a little bit, honestly. But I think, I just think this was the best option, the best choice for me. And yeah, so here I am, not on my anxiety meds and just kind of struggling. I also just have a lot on my plate, and I don't think I'm used to just kind of chilling and taking it easy, and it's kind of all catching up to me. Just some of the things that are on my plate right now, like this podcast being one of them. Also my Etsy shop where I make my sourdough kits. Those are just a lot of sewing, a lot of putting together, a lot of like packaging kind of stuff. So that takes up a big chunk of time. And then I sell sourdough bread weekly out of my house. You know, sourdough takes a really long time as well. I'm a full-time student, so going to school, well, you know, I've gone back to school to become a nutrition therapy master, and that's, you know, just a lot of work. And then, I also volunteer at a nonprofit on a weekly basis, 2 to 3 times a week. And then just being a mom to a toddler who's crazy, trying to keep up with my workout schedule, and then being pregnant and having a not fun, not enjoyable pregnancy. And now I'm 30 weeks pregnant. I'm absolutely exhausted. And I've just kind of hit a wall, I think. And I got to a point where I just kind of looked at everything on my list and on my plate. And I have to just take things out that aren't serving me, that aren't bringing me happiness. Things that kind of just feel more like a chore, I guess. And unfortunately, this podcast kind of feels like that. It's just been a lot of work. And, you know, I haven't like really taken a break from this podcast in, you know, the 3 years that I've been doing it. Even with my last pregnancy with Ty, I prepared and recorded a bunch of podcasts ahead of time. That way I would have these podcasts still airing weekly while I was, you know, on maternity leave. So yeah, I haven't really taken a break, and I think that's what I need to do. I'm going to be taking a break from more than just the podcast. Like, I'm going to be taking a break from the baking bread. I am probably going to take a couple steps back from my Etsy shop. I might do one more round of sourdough kits. And then once I sell out, just kind of go on vacation mode for a little bit. But I don't want you guys to think I'm ending everything. Like, I'm ending the podcast. Like, I'm stopping my sourdough kits. Like, it's not that. Like, I just need a break. I need to just enjoy the rest of this pregnancy and relax and not be so anxious all the time. I need to, like, get some sleep. I need to stop always being on screens. Probably gonna, like, delete my social media, too, because it's just everything. So kind of the few things that I'm keeping on my plate. School, obviously, I can't just easily quit. I don't want to. But yeah, school, I'm gonna keep going. You know, I'm gonna finish this class. And then, you know, obviously not start my next class until after the baby. But school is already, they're already aware of that situation, and they know that I'm taking a little time off for, you know, giving birth. and then what was the other thing? Oh, my volunteering weekly, that's something I really, really, really enjoy, which is kind of what gets me out of the house and talking to other humans, other adults. So that's definitely something I'm going to keep doing for, you know, up till I give birth, probably. And then, you know, being a mom, I gotta keep doing that. And I like my son, so I think I'm gonna keep that one. But kind of all the businessy stuff, I'm just gonna take a break from for a little bit. But here's my plan with the podcast. This is what my plan is and what I'm going to do, but I don't know if I'm just loading more stuff on my plate by saying this, but this is what you can expect. This is probably what I'm going to do. I did this during my last pregnancy, actually, looking back. I'm going to do like a best of kind of series where I basically repost some of the best podcast episodes I had. So some of like my most listened to. So maybe if you are someone who's kind of new to the podcast and you haven't heard some of the older ones, I'm going to repost some of like my most popular ones. So I think the first the first round, I'm going to do like a sourdough series. So I'll repost basically all my sourdough episodes. I think there's 4 of them. And so instead of them being all split up, now you'll have them like 4 episodes in a row of sourdough. For those who you know, love sourdough, those are some of my most listened to podcast episodes. And then the next round I'm going to do like best of guests. So the guests who've gotten like the most listens, like my most popular guest episodes, I'll do a couple of those too. That way, you know, for those of you who maybe haven't listened for, you know, years, you can hear some of those. But I mean, this is like episode 211, something like that. So odds are you haven't listened to every single podcast episode that I've posted. So feel free to go back, listen to some older ones. You know, like a year ago, I rebranded to Bread Therapy Mama. So my podcast used to be called the Empowered Podcast, but it's still like a nutrition podcast and everything. So, you know, feel free to go back and listen to those episodes as well. And then I'll be back when I'm ready, when I'm feeling good. So, yeah, there might be a little gap. So after, you know, these best of podcast episodes air, it might be a little bit of time before, you know, the new one comes out. So make sure you're like subscribed or whatever, like you can get your notifications for the podcast episodes. So when I do come back, you get to listen to it. You can come and be like, oh, hey, Miranda still exists. Who knows, maybe I'll pop in and do like a birth story episode. Since we're kind of getting close. And for some reason, you guys like my pregnancy updates and my birth story episode from last time with my son. So we'll see. I just wanted to let you guys know like what's happening. I don't want to just like fall off the face of the earth and you just be like, where'd Miranda go? Like, is this podcast over? Because it's not. I'm just taking a little break, you guys. Most podcasts go through like seasons. Like they'll have like a season and then they'll take like a couple months off and then they'll have like season 2 and then a couple months off, and like shows do that too. Not sure why I haven't done that. I've just never taken time off. I think maybe I took like 2 weeks or something off between the rebrand, but it's not like I was on a break. I was just recording and doing the rebrand and stuff. But yeah, that's just where we're at. I just want you to know I'm okay. I've just made the decision to take a step back, decide, you know, there are some things that need to just be taken off my plate. I really hope I do these best of videos. I'm going to try to do them. I'm going to try to like sit down like right now and get them all prepared and scheduled out. That way you guys have something to listen to. So yeah, I mean, if that doesn't happen, also don't be surprised, because here I am saying that I'm going to take a break, and then I'm giving myself, like, another job to do. So, we'll see. I think I'm going to do it, though. It shouldn't take too long. Like, the episode's already recorded. I just have to, you know, do all the admin stuff, I guess, the behind-the-scenes stuff. So, yeah, that's the update. That's what's going on. Just keeping you guys in the loop. I appreciate you guys who just keep coming back and listening to my podcast episodes. And I just love and appreciate all of you. And I'll be back soon, okay? Thank you, guys.